political parties are equal, but some are apparently more equal than others. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. South Carolina law requires that the state pay for open primaries using taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. But last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says that parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36.
Documenting the crisis of our republic, waging war on the new world order. This is Govern America. Govern America.
The rest of the nation is still sleeping. They'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just southern Michigan, south of the Great Lakes capital city. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Hour number three is underway, and it is the continues to be the 1st of November 2014, ladies and gentlemen, as we're getting right back into it here. Talking about the never-ending war of terror in the Middle East, Northern Africa, and now other parts of Africa as well. And what is really breaking out and going forward to be ultimately what appears to be the developing world war. You know, Nancy, you had posted before, or you had actually mentioned before on this broadcast about how many countries are actually at war right now. And the question really is, how many countries need to be at war before we consider it a world war? I mean, that's really the...
Yeah, actually, there's 11 countries in the world that are not participants in a war. 11.
Well, just give us time. Give us time. Anyway, I want to finish this information here from Frederick Kagan here, and because I think this is pretty important. He continues to talk about how ISIS is a threat to the United States. Haven't we heard that before?
But if this group is as much of a threat to us as the president says it is, and I believe that it is, then we have to have a solution to this problem, even if the Iraqis aren't going to stand up and do it. And when he was asked that question... he punted. And I think the biggest problem here is that the philosophical view of this administration is that they campaigned on end this war. And he campaigned on we're done and we're not going to be involved in Iraq.
Okay, so, you know, the president's in error because he's trying to keep to his campaign promise to get us out of war. And Frederick Kagan is crying foul. In the meantime, we have the pond thawed again, Nancy, and Leon Panetta is back. He's been making his rounds. He came out with a book, and he's been talking about how this war against ISIS is going to be a very long war.
I think the president has taken the right step. I think it was the right step to form a coalition. It's the right step to conduct these air attacks. I think the challenge here is that it is going to be a long and sustained effort. It's going to take time. And I guess that's one of the reasons, frankly, I would like to see the president and the leadership in the Congress be able to pass a resolution that makes very clear that this country is
But unified. Is it necessary to have a resolution?
It, you know, legally he could probably do it based on the authority he has as commander-in-chief and as to the authority that was given him by the Congress. But because we are in a very long and sustained effort against a group called ISIS that's going to take a long time, I really think this country needs to restate our commitment to going after them.
Because you told me in an earlier program that you thought it was a mistake by the president to go to the Congress with respect to the red line and Syria and the attack that he was developing, that the U.S. was developing against Damascus.
No, I did, because as commander-in-chief, when you have an imminent situation where you have drawn a red line and they have used chemical warfare to go after men, women, and children, cross that red line. I think in that situation, the commander-in-chief needs to act quickly. here because this is going to be a long and sustained and prolonged war against ISIS. I think this is a situation where we really do have to unify.
Hello. Yes. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Quite sure what's going on here, but we lost everything at this end. I'll tell you what, is Nancy still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. I don't know how much of what I just did you hear?
None.
Are you kidding me? Did you hear any of the Leon Panetta stuff?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, Leon Panetta is I said the pond thawed. Leon Panetta's back. He's promoting the idea repeatedly of a very long war, a long, drawn-out war with ISIS.
I think the president has taken the right step. I think it was the right step to form a coalition. It's the right step to conduct these air attacks. I think the challenge here is that it is going to be a long and sustained effort. It's going to take time. And I guess that's one of the reasons, frankly, I would like to see the president and the leadership in the Congress be able to pass a resolution that makes very clear that this country is
unified. But is it necessary to have a resolution?
It, you know, legally he could probably do it based on the authority he has as commander-in-chief and as to the authority that was given him by the Congress. But because we are in a very long and sustained effort against a group called ISIS that's going to take a long time, I really think this country needs to restate our commitment to going after them.
Because you told me in an earlier program that you thought it was a mistake by the president to go to the Congress with respect to the red line and Syria and the attack that he was developing, that the U.S. was developing against Damascus.
No, I did, because as commander-in-chief, when you have an imminent situation where you have drawn a red line and they have used chemical warfare to go after men, women, and children, cross that red line, I think in that situation, the commander-in-chief needs to act quickly. Here, because this is going to be a long and sustained and prolonged war against ISIS, I think this is a situation where we really do have to unify the country behind what could be a very long war.
Okay, how many times did he say long war there? Do you think they're trying to pound that point home? You know,
yeah, now make sure that you run out and vote for your next round of war hawks, okay?
Yeah, now he concludes by talking about how what this war is going to entail.
I don't think America is ready for that. I'm not sure it's needed that we should.
But if it is,
well, I think the president needs to keep all of his options on the table.
Now, what is he talking about? He's talking about boots on the ground. The president needs to keep all of his options on the table.
I think a commander-in-chief needs to have the flexibility to do whatever is necessary in order to confront this threat.
The other thing that this tells us is that we are going to remain poor for a very long time.
Yeah.
Because all of our money is going to keep getting dumped into wars. Hey, you remember, Darren, that the UN was set up to stop war?
Yeah.
We've had 150 wars that we've been involved in since then.
Yep.
You want to know why we have no money? You want to know why we can only work part-time?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's it. Everything that they do for us gets us further and further down into the ditch.
There's one other thing that I want to quickly bring up.
Just a moment, Nancy. We got to take a break here, and when we come back, I'll throw to you, and then we'll go to the calls. 800-313-9443. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Nancy, go ahead with your thoughts, please.
I had an article. It came out 5 days ago. Chinese communists to lead UN agency seeking to control the internet. It says, already under fire for seeking to usurp new powers to control the internet, the United Nations International Telecommunications Union is facing intense criticism after appointing a Chinese communist to lead the International Telecommunications Union beginning in 2015.
Wow.
Researchers out there, and it's very important. It says that they had a summit in Busan, South Korea, where member governments and dictatorships overwhelmingly selected Kulin Zhao as the head of this Internet United Nations Union. Researchers out there, it is very important that we find out who the United States voted for. I really want to know if we voted for this communist Chinese guy. And people are very, very concerned because, of course, China has some of the most Orwellian censorship regimes on Earth.
That's it.
Currently working on overdrive to spin and cancel, like uprisings in Hong Kong, the recent ones, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And so we now have a communist Chinese in charge of the UN agency seeking to control the Internet. So there's a big heads up.
Yeah. So, in other words, ladies and gentlemen, as we've said before, enjoy the golden days of the Internet while you still have these golden days of the Internet.
Because well, and Darren, when we hear that the plan is ongoing war, I have read, in fact, documents out of our government that claim that the wars going on in the Mideast could last 30 years. I guarantee you, number one, we will see, number one, nuclear events, and number two, that is going to cause total control of the Internet, total control of information. I mean, it's obvious what's going on.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. I mean, they don't like being outed. They don't like being exposed. They don't like...
And then you've got, you know, the German guy... the German finance minister saying we have to have a global taxation system.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this thing is here.
Yeah.
I mean, these people's plans are in place.
The New World Order cannot continue to operate without deception. And we are breaking through the deception here.
Yes.
And they can't stand that. All right, let's go to the phones, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Let's first, we have John in Tennessee. John, go ahead, sir.
Oh, hello, Darren. Hey, Nancy. You know, something that is very important to make correct decisions, you've got to have good information. So basically, they're controlling what comes out. We can see them attempting to manipulate in everything that they're doing. You know, you hear these slips about the Ebola attack and the other one that the other press secretary let loose with.
Jinzaki.
Yeah, it's amazing to me that people don't have the ears to hear. Once someone tells you a lie, Darren, then you know chances are you can take it to the bank, they're going to lie. So we're seeing this going on, and then you hear about the weaponization of the Ebola, and you hear about all that's going on in West Africa with the poisoning of the water, and you hear about the vaccines that are coming out, and then you see this nurse that decided she wasn't going to stay put, and instead of, if it was real, just making her stay put, she goes to court.
Yeah,
it's just blowing my mind. You all are bringing such pertinent information out.
Well, not only that, John, let's think for a moment about some of the things that we've been exposed to in recent days. You know, I mentioned earlier the first person they brought here was a guy from who had allegedly been infected, and yet he walked. You know, the cameras from the helicopters followed him down the highway, followed the van or whatever it was he was in down the highway. Looked like an O.J. Simpson police chase. And then they pulled in. The guy gets out on his own power and walks into the building. Okay? Then we have an NBC News crew. The people, we covered their connections with the CFR. They had very interesting connections. But they violate their quarantine to go out and get something to eat because they know this is all bull crap. You know? I mean, we don't have any bodies. We don't have any people that we know I mean, all we're left with is propaganda outlets, and we're supposed to believe everything we're being told.
Well, I think it's even worse than that, because, you know, not only is it the propaganda that we're seeing, but we're watching literally our own reality. And I'm going to take it to this area, but our own, the things that we know or we believe to be true are actually putting us, because of what they're able to do, understanding psychology and how the group thinks, we're being manipulated without our knowledge. So basically, we're living in a real life augmented reality.
I believe that.
Which is why I've been trying to call you for 2 or 3 days. I found something on my wife's cell phone. It's called Ingress. Ingress means to enter into. And it is a virtual, it's a multiplayer game, according to the company that is a Google startup company. It's an augmented reality where they're actually going to be able to take the people that are participating in it and watch them, much like you and me did with an ant farm, except they're going to be able to identify every ant and manipulate the ant farm. I mean, this is where we're at. We're in an augmented reality.
Well, since you're talking about smartphones, guess what? Samsung's mobile wallet app, where you know how they're coming out with these apps now, where you can pay for things instead of bothering to get out your credit card or, God forbid, cash. You know, cash is so passe. So, guess what Samsung named its mobile wallet app?
Is that the Touch?
No, it's called Isis Wallet.
Yeah, I heard about that. They're supposed to be changing the name. And my daughter told me about that. But it is. It's an amazing time that we're living in.
Isn't that a funny coincidence?
One could think so. If you believe anything of what you're being told, it is coincidence. But if you don't believe in coincidence, then it isn't coincidence.
Yep.
And I don't believe in coincidence. So anyway, it is an amazing day that we're living in. You guys are doing a good job. I'm not going to eat your time up. Maybe I'll call you later on today if that's all right.
Yeah, it's all right.
Thank you, John.
I'm sorry I missed your calls earlier, John. Gosh, we've just been so busy here. It's just never a moment. It's unbelievable. And getting ready for the fall and everything. All right, we're at the bottom of the hour, folks. We're going to try to hit the ground running in the next half hour and roll through your calls. We have some other things we want to share as well. So we're going to get to all of it in the next half hour. It's going to be a very, very busy time left, so stay with us. You're on Governed America on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Sit tight.
Of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbal Healer.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. When I stopped to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill and I feel great.
I had 3 bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no reason it went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all. By mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I'm all for supporting the troops, but you don't support the troops by lying to them. Welcome back to Govern America, ladies and gentlemen. I want to knock out some of these calls right now. 800-313-9443. We have the number of folks on the line right now. Let's get right to them. Daniel in Tennessee, you're up next. Daniel, go right ahead.
Well, thank you very much. Great job you're doing there.
I wanted to share something with you, if you'll allow me. I happen to know, and I am a witness, to those plastic coffins at Warner Robins Air Force Base in Georgia. East of I-75, about 3 miles on the left, after you pass Walmart, those coffins are there. Just walk off the highway if you find a place to park, up in a little small line of trees, about 15 feet, and chain link fence, and a razor wire on top of it. And you look over there, and there are thousands and thousands and thousands of those black plastic coffins. I've seen them myself.
I've seen photographs of them.
I've seen them in person, lady, ma'am. Secondly, what bothers me is I heard a clip of Obama saying, after this current election we're into now, there's going to be an Ebola outbreak in Dallas, Texas. How does he know this? Well, they've ordered, we have it on good credibility, as maybe you already know, they've ordered 250,000 of those black coffins to Dallas, Texas. They've ordered 250,000 body bags to Dallas, Texas. They've ordered 250,000, we call spacesuits, to Dallas, Texas. What does this government know, and what does Kimboy know that we don't know, please? That's a rhetorical question that begs to be answered.
And to me, this proves the need for us to get the information out to the public, not to accept government needles, you know, government-mandated needles. Now, if ever there was a time for civil unrest, this is it. I mean, not civil unrest. I'm talking about civil disobedience is what I meant to say.
Yes.
You know, we can't go along with their plans to vaccinate in this regard. Because we've already played audio on this broadcast. These vaccinations are being rolled out quickly. They're not going to be tested. And even if they were, can we trust what goes into that needle when we have people like Bill Gates saying what he said?
We're the test group for the world.
Exactly. And the soldiers are some of the biggest people that are being tested. And, you know, I question what they were injected with before they sent them over there to Africa.
What do you think they're going to do in Dallas? Fly over to spray them? It is airborne.
Well, it can be. It certainly can be.
I pray for the people in Dallas.
I pray for all of us.
Yes, sir.
And I pray, and here's the thing about it, Daniel. I think people are waking up. And I think this they don't know how to deal with an awake population. You know, we hear all this crap about democracy and, this means that you can take control of government. And I understand what democracy really is. But, you know, the thing is that when the people really are awake, you can't really have people involved in governing themselves unless you have people that know what's going on. And they can't handle people participating. They can't handle an informed populace.
No, sir, they can't. They're afraid of us.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
If they can keep us ignorant, like a bunch of cattle in a corral, the cattle don't really have an idea. They maybe sniff it or something, but they don't know what's about to happen to them. And that is my main fear for America. And all these different leaders, are saying we have too much population in America. Nancy Pelosi saying a couple of years ago, America is overpopulated. What in the world do they think we are, stupid?
Well, sure. You know, and sadly, many of us are. But
unfortunately,
that's changing. You know, and the only people, the information is there for those that want it. You know, in the past, it's been ignorance. Now, today, it's stupidity. Those that choose not to see, you know, will remain stupid. But you know
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
Well, I think I would like to encourage, as a citizen and a taxpayer, I would like to encourage everyone listening to our voices going out across the ethers of the universe at the speed of light. Get out and vote. There are bad choices in both parties, but at least we stand more of a chance, I feel, with the Republicans. I'm not involved in that particular. I'm not trying to sell anything. I just think we better get out and vote because the people that put Obama in the White House was the 70-some percent that said, oh, my vote don't count, I'm just going to stay home, and the 23-whatever percent that put him in the office, they're the ones that did it, the liberals and et cetera. I'd like to say, get out and vote. Get off your duffs. Get everybody out to vote this time. It is crucial, regardless of their discouragement.
Well, Daniel, Please. Listen, I appreciate your call. I'm going to move on here, and I will just say one thing about that. Myself, the only thing that I really think the voting is going to do is, in your local elections, local proposals and things like that, on a local level. Honestly, I don't think, you know, the national elections are rigged. We have election systems that control the elections, the computerized voting systems, you know, Diebold, Sequoia. I don't know if Sequoia is even still around. But there's these systems that can rig the vote. Put in a search engine, computerized voting, does it really count? Pandora's Black Box is what it's called. Pandora's Black Box, did it really count your vote? And I encourage you to read that and then decide if you think that voting is still going to matter. Because I don't really think it does. But, you know, I don't want to discourage anybody's direction for a solution if you think that's what you need to do. But to me, I'm past the stage where I think that national elections, anyway, are going to really do us any good. Anyway, moving along here, Chris in Las Vegas is up next. Chris, go ahead, sir.
Hello there, Darren and Nancy.
Hi there.
Hey, Chris.
Like you say, the world is accelerating at an exponential rate of the just diabolical scams that are flowing from this administration and others. I was recently perusing some of the law sites that I data mine to find out what's really going on in the world, and I found something relating to six federal agencies with skin in the game from the Federal Housing Finance Agency. Never heard of it before. And what I discovered is they've got this new executive order that I think was just recently in the last few days, and it has to do with, they specify it as three different triche areas. Of course, that's a word they use in ancient Rome for three. Mm-hmm. And it concerns the concerns about ID theft, credit card fraud, and the threat to commerce and the national security. And, of course, this is a ruse because it has to do with the government payouts and the ID thefts that are trying to be remedied there by the online chip and PIN enhanced programs.
Right.
Where they're going to track all the financial activities with chipped cards and PIN, personal identifier numbers, with just a really diabolical scheme to use the DOJ, Department of Commerce, Department of Social Security, the Federal Trade Commission, to victimize those purportedly who have been fallen victim to ID theft.
Right.
And it's supposed to kick in on the Ides of March. How coincidental.
Well, you know, here's my thought on that. If they're really that concerned about breaches in security with the payment systems, why not promote going back to cash? Why are they moving us forward into further and further into technocratic systems that are by their very nature more susceptible to fraud? You know, hey, we got to take a quick time out. You want to hold over the break?
Yes, please. I've got a lot for you if you want to take it.
Stay with us. We'll be back.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Govern America.
All right, we're in the home stretch of the broadcast as we continue taking your phone calls. Chris is in Las Vegas, and Chris, you had another point you wanted to make?
Well, I'm going to try to give you a couple of buzzwords so I can convince this and people can search it out themselves. I want to look for the National Cyber Enforcement Act. Look for the Online Transaction Act and the National or the Fraud Alert System. This has to do with using the EBT cards to do a bail-in, and they're going to claim it's ID theft that stole all the money. Should be kicking in between March the 15th and May the 15th is when it's scheduled to go online. Our favorite guy, John Holdren's been really busy.
Scumbag here.
Yeah, I know. Of course, he's the science czar, and that's really a problem. But they have been working on this 60-day
pseudoscience
plot plan to ensure that all agencies make the personal financial data accessible and posed as their citizen hacktivist visits. And there will be digital apps, special apps now, when you go to download them, and they're going to have this special site, I think it was one I mentioned earlier, where you can go and you can check on this. The chip and PIN technology, again, is part of the new EBT cards that are going to be issued by the government's GSA and the OMB.
Right.
But lastly, Kerry's been very, very busy. He met with China with a very small, specially selected, and I think they're a terrorist cell team, to invade the U.S. But it's supposed to have, was claimed to be an extraordinary gesture. And I think it was the big finger he's given to America instead of the real target in his hometown of Boston. Is where he had this group in Israel. I think they were really going to target D.C., but apparently now it may be switched to Boston, according to the things that I researched out and found. I mean, this stuff is so uncannily weird and crazy that you'd hardly believe it, except for we know the nature of this beast. But he's been meeting with China and U.S., and they claim that they're building on the work, which is the plan for the New World Order that Kerry has been secretly carrying out, to ensure that U.S. and China are firing on all cylinders. You gotta love the language.
Wow.
This is just, it is absolutely beyond the pale that these people are actually plotting to destroy and invade this country, and they're staging troops here within, they're importing Ebola viruses, who knows what they're spraying in the sky, but the sky is falling, brother. I'm sorry to tell you, but I thank you guys for what you're doing. I'm going to get off and let somebody else come through.
That's a very good way of putting it, and I think we have our show title.
Thanks.
Appreciate the call. Let's go to David, California. David, go ahead, sir. Uh-oh.
Hearing you talk there about that number, am I still on?
Yeah, now you are.
Yeah, the number, I was on about a half an hour ago, and I heard the radio, you guys talk about the number that, was it a UN gun grab bill? What was it, or the number of it? What was the name of it and the number of it?
Actually, it's not a bill. I think you're referring to State Department Publication 7277?
7277?
Yeah.
And
that was a document from 1961,
yeah,
which laid out the plans to disarm every country that won't go along with the UN system.
State Department what?
State Department Publication 7277.
Okay.
It was an implementation of a document called Blueprint for the Peace Race.
Blueprint for the Peace Race?
Correct.
And that's out of the UN, though, originally, right?
Well, yeah, it's actually out of the State Department of the United States government, who, in my view, is the UN, if you really want to boil
it
down.
Right, we're the muscle behind it and everything, right?
Exactly. We're the military power behind it.
Yeah.
And really, that's really the only thing that matters is brute force with these people.
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry to say.
Your show is awesome. It's just kind of new to me. Not RBN, but you guys are kind of... Were you guys new in the last few weeks?
We've been on since 2008, my friend.
Oh, wow. Okay. I don't always listen on Saturdays, but you guys are great. Thanks a lot. That's about all I got to say for now.
Call. Thank you so much. One final call here. Michael in New York. Michael, you're up next. Hello, Michael.
Yes, hello, Darren and Nancy. Thanks for taking my call. Darren... what Pineda mentioned about the 30-year war is exactly a repeat of Cheney's comments while during the second term of GW's administration that the war would last 30 years plus. So here we have more evidence. These guys are exactly the same. There's no difference between two parties. They're working on the same United Nations agenda.
Yep.
And so I wanted
Let me just interject here, Michael. Regarding the voting thing that somebody mentioned earlier, this is why elections are not going to save us. You know, I woke up to a Drudge Report headline that talked about how the Republicans are gaining the lead. You know, they're already in early voting. You know, looky here, this is so wonderful. The Republicans are getting... Folks, it's like a ping pong ball going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You get nowhere. You're in the stands. They're having the party. You're not on the court. Go ahead, Michael. Sorry.
And thank you, Darren. I just want to remind everybody, refresh the memories. It's verbatim what Cheney told us a number of years back. And last, real quick, on your statements pertaining to Putin's comments on the war and how he's into the globalism, but the United States is the problem. Now, here we have the scenario where the United States is being hated by the whole world. We're being set up to take the fall. And we're the problem for allowing the global agenda to come to fruition, where everything's peace everywhere and all that nonsense. And so he's clearly showing that he's a player with the globalist agenda all the way, setting the stage again so that the United States is now the new Nazi Germany, the new Bolshevik Russia, the new Red China, where we're the bad guys, we're the bullies on the block, and because of us, there's problems all around the world, so that the world eventually will want to gang up on us on the next war and take us out.
Yep.
I agree with you completely.
Go ahead, Nancy.
I agree completely.
Yep. Anything else, Michael?
No, I just wanted to share that. Thanks for taking my call, and God bless. Keep up the great work. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you, sir. All right, let's go to Fred in Iowa. We still have some time. Fred, go ahead, sir.
Hello, Darren.
Hi there.
This is an angry call. I wasn't going to call a call the previous program. To do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result is insanity.
That's right.
Why in the hell do we have our young boys to join the military to kill women and children in foreign lands that just want to live like we are? Government is force. If we're so stupid, if we're so insane, if we're so idiotic to join the military, and fathers and grandfathers and great-grandfathers that told our sons to go over and kill women and children in foreign lands to support a corrupt government is insanity. Don't join the military. Thank you. Amen, brother. Have a good day.
Hey, you too. Good call. Good calls, everyone. Thank you so much for being with us. We're just about out of time, Nancy. God bless you, folks. I know, it kills me. Yep.
What a great show, Darren.
Yeah, I certainly enjoyed it. We'll do it again next week, folks. God bless you. Thank you for being with us. Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. God bless you, folks. Bye-bye.
Shadows are falling, and I'm running out of breath. Keep me in your heart for a while. If I leave you, it doesn't mean I love you any less. Keep me in your heart for a while. When you get up in the morning and you see that crazy sun, keep me in your heart for a while. There's a train leaving nightly called when all is said and done. Keep me in your heart for a while. Sha-la-la-la. Keep me in your heart for a while. Sha la 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 la. Keep me in your heart for a while. Sometimes when you're doing simple things around the house, maybe you'll think of me and smile. You know I'm tied to you like the buttons on your blouse. Keep me in your heart for a while. With